Students in the school district of Philadelphia will get a three-day weekend thanks to the incoming winter weather. WHYY's Tom McDonald has more.
The current blueprint calls for modernizing and upgrading 159 schools. 122 would be maintained as they are.
That was the wrong clip. I'll play that the right clip next. The movie Sinners snagged a record number of Academy Award nominations when they were announced this Thursday morning. Among it, 16 nods, is one recognizing Ruth Carter for her costume designs. That brings Carter's total number of nominations over her career to 5, which is a record for a Black woman. She's won twice. Some of the costumes from Sinners are at the African American Museum in Philadelphia as part of the exhibition of Carter's work. Ashley Jordan is the president and CEO there.
As a history museum, we are so honored to be connected to such a history maker like Ruth Carter. And the fact that she has been able to achieve this wonderful recognition of another nomination, it just speaks to the great work of this collection, of this show, and her work.
Carter's career has specialized in costumes for films with Black stories, including Black Panther, Selma, and Do the Right Thing. Students in the school district of Philadelphia will get that three-day weekend. WHYY's Tom McDonald has more.
Philadelphia Public Schools head Tony Watlington says they're proactively closing schools Monday.
All schools will send home charged Chromebooks with students prior to dismissal. After Monday, should we not be in school, every subsequent day will be a remote learning day with the Chromebooks.
The superintendent urged students to make the best of their snow day, but was jokingly chastised by Police Commissioner Kevin Bethel.
We're inviting students and staff to enjoy this snowfall.
Not enjoy it too much.
Commissioner Bethel gave us. Commissioner Bethel says don't enjoy it too much. Sledding is appropriate. Snow angels are appropriate. And the commissioner gave us permission this morning, Madam Mayor. He said it'd be okay to have one or two safe and fun snowball fights.
Tom McDonald, WHYY News.